Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my partner, John Dedon, and my special guest, Tom Burdett of Burdett Smith Group. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Wayne. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And a little intro about Tom before we turn it over to John, who's going to do the interview this morning. Tom is one of the principals at Burdett Smith Group in, where are you guys located?
Fairfax, Virginia.
And it's a CPA firm. They have clients all around the Washington, D.C. metro area and across the country.
Really? We got them all over the world.
All over the world. Well, that's a pretty decent-sized accounting firm then. And you formed the firm when, in 1978?
78.
And he's managing principal. He's got expertise in corporate partnership and individual taxation, and also renders management advisory services relating to closely held businesses and estate planning and management. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to John Dedon, who is going to conduct this interview this morning.
Thanks, Wayne. We're going to bring everyone up to date with Tom's practice. But Tom, let's go back a bit, since you are one of the few true natives of Washington. Where are you from?
I grew up in a little town, Hightstown, Maryland, which is about halfway between Gaithersburg and Frederick off 270.
And you're still a young man, so not too many years have gone by, but I guess you've seen some change in the D.C. area since you got out of high school.
Well, John, I appreciate you telling me I'm a young man, but I go back before the Beltway, so it's I'm not that young. But no, I have seen a lot of changes in Washington. You know, I tell people that in the area where I grew up that they said, well, there are some great golf courses up there. And I said, there are. There are about three or four real nice golf courses around Hightstown. But when I grew up, if you had 150 acres, you put cows on it. You didn't put a golf course on it.
And now you would want to put a shopping center on it.
Well, if the price is right, we can do that.
Well, I know you went away to college on a football scholarship, and then you came back to the area. Did you know you were always going to come back to the D.C. area?
No. When I got out of school, I had a one-job offer in Arlington, Virginia, with a firm that doesn't exist anymore. But at that time, they were considered a regional firm with three offices. It was Brown, Dakes, and Hoke. And then the other job offer I had was in New York, in sales for Cannon Mills. So I decided to stay in Washington.
And so you graduated with an accounting degree, and then you got your CPA. You went with an accounting firm, and you were there how long?
Went with them in the summer of 73, and then started my own firm in August of 78.
What was it that led you to go out on your own?
Well, I tell you, we saw changes. There were changes in the other firm. The senior partner had retired. The two principals left the firm. The Hyattsville office left, and the Alexandria office left. So we said, now's the time.
So that's pretty challenging, I would think, to have the adventurous spirit to go out and start your own firm.
Well, when you're 27 years old, you really don't know any better. And we were didn't cost much to do it back then. To do it today at 27 would be very hard to do.
And that was how long ago?
Well, 78. What's that? 33 years.
And so now, Tom, Burdett Smith is how big a firm?
We're a little over 30 people. Now, and the beauty of what we have is we have such a great team of people. It makes it easy to come to work.
Well, I know you mentioned to Wayne that you have clients all over the world. I assume that your core is right here in the D.C. area?
Oh, yeah, of course. The Washington metropolitan area, D.C., and the surrounding counties.
And can you elaborate a bit? You mentioned closely held businesses and estate planning as particular areas of practice. Tell us a bit more.
Well, as time goes on, if you look back at what we had when we started in 78, we had clients that were just getting started or that had changed careers. And in 33 years, a lot of them were very successful, but a lot of them aren't with us anymore. We have, when we did some remodeling in the office, a couple of the people found my original timesheet from August of 78, and they had it framed. Well, three of the clients that were on that are still with us. Now, for clients that are on there, I did the all their estate work because they're no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a natural transition.
And I think in that respect, you're very similar to the law firm where Wayne and I are, and that Odin Feldman and Pittleman started that back in the 70s, and we've seen a lot of change, but yet still have a lot of consistency with the same clients.
Very similar, very similar. I mean, it's a great model to follow. So, no, we're very happy with what you guys have done, and we're happy with what we've done.
Well, I know we have a lot of mutual clients, and so it's been a pleasure working with you. Your family had a business itself, and has that helped you, you think, in the way you're able to relate with your customers and your clients?
Well, I think so. I mean, when you grow up in a family business, you realize, and of course, I worked for the family business, and nothing real technical. I was washing cars. It was a car dealership. I was washing cars and running parts, but you realize the harder you work, the more you get out of it. And of course, one reason I'm not there, you're expected to work the most and get paid the least. So that didn't work.
Well, I know just from the clients that we share that your clients depend on you for a lot more than just accounting services. I think they really look at you as a business advisor to help them with really a myriad of decisions.
That's very true. John, a few years ago, I came up with the tagline, CPAs of Choice. And everything was fine. I mean, we had it on our cards. But then all of a sudden, one of our clients or somebody asked me, said, well, why are you the CPAs of Choice? And I had a pause, and I said, well, I hadn't gone that far. And a client that's no longer with us, we did his estate work, a very successful developer, was a bank board member, and he told me, Tom, it's simple. You take care of it. And that really brought it all back into focus. And as you said, we will take care of our client, as they do require, they do have us as an advisor and a trusted advisor. And we've gained that trust over 30-plus years.
What changes have you seen in the accounting industry itself over the years? It seems like you guys have a hard line to follow sometimes, and that there's not a privilege that relates to attorneys, and you're being pushed in different directions by regulators, by clients, and it seems to have become even more of a tension in recent years.
It's not as much fun as it used to be. When we started the firm, of course, we didn't have anything. And I think our malpractice insurance was maybe $200. This year, it's probably $25,000 plus. So, and that might be a low number. It's not as much fun. I mean, there's a lot of requirements. I mean, I just had a call from someone about a letter that they requested that I sent them. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but the professional liability insurance company gave us a model of what we have to follow. I mean, it was, it could have been done in two lines, but it ended up being done in three paragraphs.
So you weren't able to do it the way you would normally do it in the past.
Correct. So thanks to the attorneys.
Hey, wait a second.
Well, Wayne and I, we do business and estate planning, so we're only here like you to help solve problems.
That's right. Blame it on our litigator brethren.
So. Okay.
Exactly. You did mention a client who happened to be a board member of a bank, and I know you're involved with that as well. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I tell you, years ago, I was involved with the Potomac Bank of Virginia when it was formed. I was there from the infancy, and it was a great gig dealing with great people. But like a lot of small banks, it was bought. And Sandy Springs bought us out, two and a half, 3 years ago. And so I stepped down, but I was asked to join the Board of Directors of Virginia Commerce Bank. I was approached by other banks, but this was a good group of people. And the thing that impressed me most about VCB, as we call it, was it really had put together a team concept, much like what I've done at the Burdett Smith Group. so that we have these people that when you go to the meetings and you go to the we have a very active advisory board, the enthusiasm is just phenomenal. I mean, you just get in there and you come out just feeling like, you know, you've got everybody pulling in the same direction, which really makes it easier to get to the finish line.
And I imagine when you're serving on a talented board like that, you're learning as much as you're contributing, and that helps you with your clients.
Oh, it's amazing. When you look at some of these guys and the history and the success that they have had, you're just sitting and just soaking it up like a sponge.
And particularly it goes back to your early years, I guess, when you see how much development and how this area has grown and how banks have been big contributors to taking D.C. from a sleepy government town to a major city.
Very true. And it's been a great environment for the community banks. I mean, my brother's on the board of a community bank in Maryland, and they're very small, but they are truly a community bank. VCB is larger. As a result, we have to go through more hoops, but it's growing. It's moving forward. And the biggest thing that it has going for it is all the people.
What challenges do you have as the managing partner of an accounting firm? Here you are a professional, but yet you're running a business like any other business.
Well, I think the beauty of it is I'm not running it alone. I mean, I've got great partners, Jeff Smith, Joe English, Tom Crutchfield. Joe has never worked anywhere else. He came with us right out of school. Jeff's been, both of them been over 22 years. Crutchfield is relatively new, but it makes it easy because I go back to the team concept, and you know, like quarterbacking a firm, that we have everybody working together. If I'm going on vacation, I know everything's going to be taken care of, and vice versa. So the challenges are, as time changes, finding good staff, even though we've been very lucky in that respect. We haven't run an ad probably in 5 years. People come to us because of the atmosphere that we have, the team concept, and but just the changes. But it's easy when you have other good people working with you.
Well, I know you send out such a positive attitude. I've actually been, Wayne, at a Nationals game with Tom where he was recruiting in the parking lot before the game. And he had, a talented CPA candidate who interviewed with him just because.
Right in the parking lot.
Right in the parking lot because Tom's able to radiate the passion that he feels for what he does and for his firm. You know, you mentioned being the quarterback of a team, and I know you're also an NFL agent.
I was. That was something I did for 3 years. It was an experience that I enjoyed. It was an experience I wouldn't do again. It was.
Why is that, Tom?
Well, I tell you what. It's something that a younger man needs to do. That's someone with a lot more energy and someone, I just got to the point and said, I don't need to do this.
Right.
It was,
it's pretty cutthroat, I would imagine.
Very cutthroat. You're dealing with, some great guys, but, no, it's not something I'd want to do again, but it was a great experience.
Well, I know those guys talking about handling a bunch of different problems. I guess they're also babysitters in many respects. But, Tom, we have just a few minutes or a few seconds left, really. Anything you want to say in closing on the future of the firm?
Well, I'll tell you what. The future looks bright. We're growing. We have a lot of things in the works that will really help us, and we're at a great point in the economy because people are coming to us, whereas before they weren't. We've grown to the point where we're no longer too small for some people.
Tom, how would the listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they can call us at 703-591-5200, or my website. The website is bsgpc.com. Or me direct at Burdett, at bsgpc.com.
We've been talking to Tom Burdett of Burdett Smith Group and John Dedon, my partner. Thank you for being guests and interviewers on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Everyone, have a great week and come back next week to listen to another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.